The nonprofit Fab Lab El Paso and an alliance of local fabricators and private producers has been working together to create affordable personal protective equipment with 3D printers, specifically face shields and face masks. The face shields and masks are available for healthcare and frontline organizations, businesses, to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Here to tell us about this project is Kathy Chen from Fab Lab. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me, Marina.
So you guys got to work right away. I mean, you saw a crisis and you brought the whole maker community together. Will you talk to us about how that happened?
We actually started with a innovation renovation week at the Fab Lab when we were so rudely interrupted by the pandemic. So we received the shelter in place order on the Tuesday of that week. So our work week starts on Tuesdays. And we essentially, you know, had to wrap up all of the ongoing renovation projects at the Fab Lab. And we decided to divide up the 3D printers that were available at the Fab Lab and to take them home so that we can work from home remotely. After about a day, we started seeing a ton of information and news coming in from the maker community about PPE efforts in other cities that were spearheaded by makerspaces and just individual makers in the community. And simultaneously, we started receiving a lot of messages from local makers who had access to 3D printers asking us for directives. So we decided to take the leadership role and to start managing workflow. We were very blessed to have received a donation of an upgrade in membership from Asana because of our COVID-19 response efforts. So we were able to very quickly add individuals who are interested in becoming part of the response team to a workflow management system, just to make communications easier, to facilitate the transfer and upload of digital files, to be able to track production and to take requests. So we kind of accidentally, more or less, fell into this leadership role in the community. There was certainly, you know, a need for someone to take a leadership role, so we decided to step up to the plate. And while all of this is going on, we were approached by Del Sol Medical Center to start prototyping and designing some custom PPE. So the more common community use PPE, which we're distributing, the face mask and the face shield, you know, it's great for community use, but for the medical community and under medical conditions, they needed very specific equipment. So we started doing what we do best, which is rapid prototyping and design. So it became a two-front effort. One is for community distribution, and then the other is for custom prototyping.
It's amazing how you fall into this role, and now all of a sudden you have like people activated across the city just putting their 3D printers to use. I mean, that's what's going on right now, right?
Yeah, we're really overwhelmed by the response that people had right away to this effort. Everyone wanted to help in one way or another, whether it was helping with production or with facilitation or, you know, even giving a donation. In these hard times, you know, it just, we're even more appreciative of the $5, $10 donations coming from individuals who are financially in a precarious situation right now. I think everyone is. It just really shows you how strong our community is and reinforces this narrative of us being in this together.
The beauty of it now is that you have product in stock, and we're in a place where I think a lot of your healthcare providers that were maybe not at work are starting to get ready to go back to work, and they're reaching out to you guys, right, to get their PPE going. What is that process like? Like if somebody's listening right now and they're trying to get ready to go back to work and they need some PPE, how does it work as far as sourcing their PPE from you guys?
We are very fortunate and honored to be working with Paso del Norte Health Foundation very closely. And we have started a fund for 3D printed PPE protection and distribution for our community. So what that entails is that all of the orders and requests are now currently being taken by Paso del Norte, and Fab Lab is in charge of the production and the distribution side of this partnership, because no one can do it alone. And as demand scales up and aggregates, we really need partnerships to just divide up the work. So we're very fortunate that Paso del Norte has stepped up to the plate and has this amazing partnership ongoing with us. So if you go to their website, they have a dedicated webpage to the PPE orders. And I believe, you know, the minimum quantity is 10 pieces, which is very doable even for just smaller organizations. We're really trying to target through this initiative with Paso del Norte, the community users and small businesses and small to medium organizations who are looking to order PPE to protect their workers as the economy starts to reopen.
Now, I mean, you're a maker, so you know that you can literally make anything. Did you ever see yourself using your tools and your talents for PPE?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those situations where we were the right people at the right time with the right equipment. And to be really honest, makerspaces and rapid prototyping facilities like ours, we don't specialize in producing large quantities of anything. What makerspaces are really great at is small batch production, really custom designs. It's a place to experiment and prototype, to take something from ideation to a minimal viable product. And we had to kind of pivot, and we started a print farm at Fab Lab. So now we have, you know, more than 15 printers running constantly, more or less, to produce the PPE, which is not normally the kind of service that you would see at your local makerspace. But we certainly had the know-how and we had the machinery to be able to scale up fairly rapidly. And so I think it was a duty calls kind of situation where we knew that investing early in a print farm was going to pay off in the long term with the disruptions in supply chain for N95 masks, for face shields and other kinds of protective gear, that the community needed an immediate solution. And that's something that makerspaces are really good at, is that we have very quick turnarounds and we're agile, more agile than other larger design firms or larger production facilities. So we are able to knock out orders in a matter of days as opposed to a matter of weeks.
Does that give you any insight to the future of makerspaces? Because like you said, I mean, you're not really a manufacturing plant. That's not your function. You're helping us produce the product, figure out the weird stuff so we can send it over to somebody who manufactures in mass quantities. But it seems like out of this era, there's a lot of kind of light bulb moments. Are you seeing any of those in regards to Fab Lab and kind of how you're using your tools now?
Yeah, definitely. I think on a grander scale of things, on a more macroscopic level, we've already seen in the past few years this trend towards what's called circular economies or sustainable economies on a local scale. And what that really means is, you know, we need to kind of re-examine our relationship to the global supply chain and to this globalized economy that we all live in and participate in. Because with China being the factory of the world, any disruptions to China's production is really kind of flipping the kill switch on the global economy. And that is not, honestly, a sustainable way of going forward. So I think this pandemic has kind of highlighted and underlined and circled, you know, this fact to the rest of the world. I know that Europe has been doing a slightly better job of pivoting their economy away from this kind of very globalized supply chain where you over rely on another country to basically produce everything for you. And what we really would like to see a shift towards is more empowerment for local production, local makers, local artists, artisans, crafters, to really bring those types of blue collar jobs back.
I mean, it's definitely happening right now, right? Like you said, highlight, underline, circle, like this is a moment. So we're in the middle of it. And I guess it'll be interesting to see what it looks like after, right? Because I think a lot of the times we forget where we live and the resources that are here until something like this happens and all of a sudden you're called to action. And not only are you called, you're like doing it.
Right. I think, you know, people are really going to start to see, hopefully they will, the value of a more distributed economy where we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket, that we have really healthy, thriving local companies, small to medium-sized businesses that we support on a local level, not just from the communal perspective, but from the municipal and the, you know, even the statewide perspective to really empower those types of local businesses. And I hope that we'll see that kind of pivot in the way that the economy is run after this pandemic is over.
Okay, so to circle back, if you are a community member and you love hearing about this project and you want to contribute, because I know that there is a fund for people to give so that you guys can continue to create the PPE. Number one, how do we do that? And then number two, if we're on the other side where we need some PPE, how do we do that?
As I said, I understand that, you know, the economy has come to a kind of a grinding halt for everyone. So any kind of monetary donation is even more appreciated more than ever to help us with our operational costs. The cost of the PPE itself is pretty much as close to the raw material cost as we could possibly make it. But there is still, you know, other costs of staffing, rent, utilities. So any amount helps in just keeping our lights on and our doors open so that we can distribute as many PPE as needed for our community. And once again, you can visit Paso del Norte Health Foundation. They have a webpage, which Marina can link you to.
I'll have the link in the little bio, yeah.
You can just place your order directly on that website. It's a very simple, straightforward checkout system. And after you check out, you will receive a confirmation email. And once your order is ready for pickup, you'll receive further information on sanitation and usage and assembly of the 3D printed PPE kits that we're offering to the community. So it's, you know, all very user-friendly and straightforward, and hopefully everyone in the community will take advantage of this amazing collaborative effort between FabLab and Paso del Norte to really protect businesses who don't have the kind of large procurement departments that hospitals have, and to make accessible N95 and 100 masks to those types of businesses and organizations.
Thank you so much. Today, my guest has been Kathy Chen from FabLab. They've got a whole alliance of makers coming together to create some PPE for our local communities. And it's definitely accessible to all of us. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much, Marina, for having me.